The Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, has warned that surging debt levels in China is an increasing threat to global growth and stability. Dr. Lowe says while Chinese authorities are working to manage a potential debt bomb, he worries about the risk of a serious accident that would leave Australia exposed. With more, I'm joined now by the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan. And Peter, central bankers are very careful in the language they use. How significant are these comments given the current political tensions between Australia and China?
Well, good morning, Sabra. Yes, Dr. Lowe's comments were cautious and direct and significant given that he was speaking at the Australia-China Relations Institute at the University of Technology in Sydney. That's a pro-China body headed by the former New South Wales Premier, Bob Carr. Of course, the backdrop is the issue of the Liberal MP, Andrew Hastie, using parliamentary privilege to name the Chinese-Australian businessman Chow Chak Wing as being allegedly involved in a bribery case the FBI is looking at. The audience was students, academics, Chinese business figures and China's ambassador to Australia. Not surprisingly, Dr. Lowe was asked about the rising tensions with China. He said he dealt with China's central bank, not the politicians, but that, yes, relations can get bumpy from time to time.
Like in all relationships, there are going to be ups and downs, aren't there? It's happened in our relationship with the US periodically as well. And I do think it's important that we avoid escalating issues, not just at the political level, but also kind of in the forums that I'm involved in. It kind of helps build the relationship, and there'll be ups and downs. That if we can build the kind of understanding and the connections and multiple lines of communication, we're going to be in a much better position to deal with those. And I think the politicians understand that as well.
That's Reserve Bank Governor Dr. Philip Lowe speaking in Sydney last night. And Peter, just on the surging debt in China, Dr. Lowe seems very concerned about a possible, what he's describing, accident in China.
That's right, and Australia is heavily reliant on trade with China. Our exports of iron ore and coal account for 57% of the relationship. But China's massive and growing debt load is, quote, unusually high at 260% of China's national income. That's up from 150% 10 years ago. According to Dr. Lowe, this is a significant risk given the history of serious accidents, for example, the global financial crisis a decade ago. Dr. Lowe says a major consequence of easier debt in China is that individuals and businesses are now looking to invest around the world, including Australia, and that risks fueling real estate values in what might be a global bubble.
You kind of see evidence of it at the moment in some countries where the Chinese citizens have wanted to buy property assets, and that's forced up the property prices in some countries, including here. That's been manageable. If we're on a much larger scale, which it conceivably could be, it would be problematic because the sheer scale of financial wealth that will exist there and the desire for Chinese national to hold assets in other countries will be strong. And we should find ways of accommodating that, but it needs to be managed. And it will also put political stresses in countries as well.